Well, it is mid-November, and that means it's put-up-or-shut-up time in college football. I'm Jacob Bunn with the college football professor for BunnSports.com. We've previewed every single week of the 2016 college football season, and we're going to jump right into it here at Week 11. Professor, and I'm going to go down each conference, and I'm going to start with a game that's not in any Power 5 conference, but we're going to go through all Power 5 conferences today, so I'm going to get right to it. And just you can kind of give a quick update on each game and kind of where you think the two teams are. There are some that are not doing so well, others that have a lot to play for. So we'll start in South Bend, where Army and Notre Dame are playing. This was once a great college football rivalry, not so much lately, but they're playing.
Yes, are you talking about a game that has a lot of history? It's got a lot of history.
That's right.
But
who wins this game?
Notre Dame will win the game, I think, but it's interesting. I don't know. I keep thinking Notre Dame's going to win the game somewhere.
They only had six possessions last week, and they played Navy in that one, of course. We know how that goes. Let's go to the Big Ten now. The action is not that compelling this week all over the board, but there are some top teams on the road. Could they potentially fall? We'll start with Northwestern and Purdue.
Well, Northwestern will win the game, I'm sure, but Purdue showed a little life last couple of weeks. But it'd be a huge upset if Purdue were to beat Northwestern. A
couple of other disappointing teams, Rutgers at Michigan State.
Well, this is a chance for Michigan State to look like at least they are a football team. I mean, they haven't looked like a football team, but Rutgers, I mean, they could bring the basketball team and probably do better than what they do with their football team.
And you know Michigan State could do that. Minnesota is playing at number 19, Nebraska.
Well, you know, actually, Jacob, Minnesota and Nebraska is the only game that's taking place in the Big Ten that's not a resume-building game. But who cares? I mean, it is a big game for them. Both of them, Minnesota in particular, could have a pretty good year coming out of it. And Nebraska needs to get back on the winning track because they were off to such a great start. But I think Nebraska will win the game.
Do you realize there are four Big Ten teams in this weekend's college football playoff top 10? Number 10, Penn State, they're playing in Indiana. They get knocked off in this one.
Well, that very well may be. And this is a tough time for Penn State to, after being in big games and all that kind of thing, come to Indiana, and then Indiana spoiled the party.
Now, number 7, Wisconsin, they're hosting Illinois.
Well, Wisconsin will be able to build the resume. This is the helps their resume.
Two top 5 teams that will be playing each other later in the year, and we'll be following that game. Ohio State and Michigan, they're both on the road. Ohio State's at Maryland, and Michigan is at Iowa. Either of these teams have any trouble?
I don't think so, and this is a problem. You see, the Big Ten, they have some good teams, very good teams. You said two top 5 teams. But they've got so many teams in the conference that they're not getting, they're not developing the strength because they're not challenged week after week.
Top to bottom, not quite the same as some of the other leagues. Let's move west now to another league, and that is the Pac-12. Oregon State at UCLA, battle of the disappointments.
Battle of disappointments is true, but I don't know if Oregon State's a disappointment, not. Wasn't this what we said?
Well, that's true.
Game? They did win a game.
They did win their game. So if they could get another win, then they would be a huge up 200% over what we thought.
But they're not going to get it. Even though Rosen is not playing, they still won't get their win.
Cal is playing at number 23, Washington State. They want to play spoiler in a couple weeks to the Huskies, but they got to get past Cal.
Is Washington State just a little bit better than it? Keep thinking they won't do as good, but, I mean, they're beating people pretty bad. Mike Leach has put together something up there.
I'll tell you another team from the Pac-12 that nobody's talking about, and they're number 12 in the college football playoff. That's the Colorado Buffaloes. They're on the road this week at Arizona. What do you make of this Colorado team?
Well, Colorado, I think, is a good team. He's really built that that team up.
And Arizona is not.
And Arizona, I mean, how could they go so bad from when they had been a competitive team for the last few years, and all of a sudden they're a doormat?
They've been wiped off the map by teams. Stanford at Oregon, this game, many times has been college football playoff, direct implications off of it. Not this year, neither team's ranked.
Well, I like to say that both Oregon and Stanford are drinking from cracked cisterns rather than drinking living water these days. All they've got is just some old stale water in that cracked cistern of theirs.
A game that does have college football playoff implications. Number 20, USC. Boy, have they turned their season around after their start. They're playing at number 4, Washington, in a game that, if Washington is not careful, they could end up being upended.
You know, Washington is a really good football team. I mean, they're a top-flight team, and they seem to be getting better and better. But I would say, Jacob, watch out for this game. Okay. Southern Cal is good.
Okay, well, we'll watch it. That could end Washington's unbeaten season and so end the Pac-12's hopes of getting a team in the college football playoff, because I don't know if anybody else is going to be able to do it. The Big 12, we'll go with 4 interesting matchups this week. Okay, we'll go with 3 interesting matchups this week, and Iowa State and Kansas.
Iowa State and Kansas. Now, that's a game that somebody, you know, unless they tie, and I don't think they can tie anymore, somebody's going to get a win here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to venture to say who it's going to be.
No. All right, number 16, West Virginia at Texas. West Virginia, you know, they were rolling along until they had the loss, and Texas has had an up-and-down year.
I think West Virginia get back on stride this week. They're a good football team. They did get beat last week, but I think they got a very good football team.
And the team that beat them is number 13, Oklahoma State. They welcome the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. You think any points are going to be scored in this game?
This will be a shootout. And both of them will have their pistols blazing, the Cowboys
and the Red Raiders.
It's going to be – you know, that's quite a game there. If you were playing something other than football.
Baylor at number 11, Oklahoma, another game that has some interest.
Yeah, I think it does, and who knows? Baylor might get back on track, but I don't know. This could be a very interesting game. This could be the game that puts Oklahoma back in. I mean, it could put them in a droopy condition if they were to lose this game.
Let's turn east now and go to the ACC, where North Carolina State, they've had – a decent year. They're playing at Syracuse.
I think this could be a very good football game, and I do think North Carolina State will win the game. But I think it'd be very competitive.
A month ago, Miami was the team du jour. Now they're not. They're playing at Virginia. They ought to get a win this weekend. Can they turn it around and finish strong?
I think they can, and I just think, you see, here's the thing. Let's take Miami in the ACC. Take Ole Miss in the SEC. These teams have had to play difficult schedules. Yeah. In the ACC and in the SEC, you don't have these week after week after week just having patches. You have to play some hard-nosed football games, and you're going to lose a lot of them unless you're really good.
The Tech Bowl, Georgia Tech playing triple option, travels to Blacksburg to play Justin Fuente's Virginia Tech team, number 14 in America right now, or in the college football playoff standings. Any problem with Georgia Tech here?
I think that Virginia Tech will probably take the game. They should take it. They should win it. But if they're not ready, if they come in sleepwalking, this is a team like Georgia Tech. With that offense they run, they can just ground you into the dust.
Wake Forest is playing number 6, Louisville. Any sleepwalk?
I can't think that Louisville have any problem. And here's why. They got a guy that can just almost do it himself, by himself. And so when you got that kind of guy, you don't have these games. They always bring it.
He's got the inside track to win the Heisman. That's Lamar
Jackson.
Oh,
I thought they'd already given it to
him. Well, they pretty much have, but things can change. We've seen that many times in college football season. Number 2, Clemson. They're hosting Pittsburgh. Any chance this is an upset?
Yes, there's a chance.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
This is a good football team. But I just really like what they're doing at Pittsburgh. They haven't had the kind of season that I thought they would have. It's been a good season, but I thought this was going to be a breakout year for Pittsburgh. It hadn't been that, so I think this would really pull them up to the level that they'd hoped to be if they could win this game. Now, it's going to be difficult. I wouldn't say they're favored or anything like that, but I wouldn't be surprised about an upset here.
Early morning kickoff is that game, and we'll see if Pittsburgh can get anything going there. I take that back. That's actually an afternoon kickoff. All right, let's turn south now and go to the SEC, and this game could not be any less intriguing, and that is Vanderbilt at Missouri. But Vanderbilt's trying to get to a bowl, so I guess from their standpoint, they are interested in it. They better be careful.
Yeah, when we look at games and we think of Vanderbilt, Missouri, not much to it. But when you really look at them, it's a big game to Vanderbilt. I'm sure they really see this as a monumental game for them, really.
Another monumental game is Kentucky at Tennessee. Tennessee, man, they do not want to lose another one after losing to South Carolina. a couple of weeks ago, but here they have a chance now against Kentucky. But Kentucky also, they feel like they smell blood. When's the last time they've beaten Tennessee? It's been like 20 years, so they think they can get that done this year.
Well, I actually thought the Wildcats would be coming into this game with a chance of being the East Championship, for the East Championship, but they lost last week, and right. So that kind of put a dent in that. But this could be a very competitive game. I don't think Tennessee is recovered yet, and but they might break out here.
Tennessee has been a big disappointment on the year. Ole Miss at number 8, Texas A&M. This is a battle of a game without quarterbacks. Chad Kelly out for the season for Ole Miss, and likewise Trevor Knight out for the season for the Aggies. So who wins this one in College Station?
It's hard to know. I'm telling you, I cannot even imagine, because both, not only with these quarterbacks, both of them the best players on their teams respectively, but they were the heart and soul of the team, of each of these teams. And now without them, I don't know what they're going to do. And Jacob, you know, every once in a while, there's a game that just shocks you.
Mm-hmm.
And Mississippi State beating Texas A&M like they did last week.
Stunner.
Just shocked me.
There are two ranked versus ranked matchups. As we mentioned earlier, USC at Washington is one of those. The other is number 24 LSU at number 25 Arkansas. Teams don't do well usually after they play Alabama. We've seen it several times this year. LSU 10-0 last week in a really physical contest against Alabama, and now they got to go to Fayetteville to play Arkansas. I just looking at the surface here, I don't see any way LSU can pull this off, but they're a 7-point favorite somehow.
Well, if you think about it, though, Jacob, look how Auburn ran the ball on Arkansas. Now, Leonard Fournette, who didn't do much against Alabama, but he may come to this game and begin to do like he did in some of the former games. So I would say that the Leonard Fournette gives LSU an edge, but on the other side, Arkansas's quarterback gives them an edge.
And
so it's which one of those two really has a big game, I think it'll be the difference.
But their defense looked pretty impressive last week against an anemic Florida offense, granted, but still an impressive performance, 31-10 over the Gators.
Well, Arkansas doesn't – I mean, Florida doesn't have much of running tech either.
They don't have much of anything. Mississippi State at number 1, Alabama. This game is an early morning kickoff and should be no problem for the Tide on the surface, but Mississippi State did get a nice win last week, as you just mentioned, over Texas A&M.
I think Alabama will win the game. But, however, I do think that Mississippi State is better than people may think. You look at the losses they've had. They've had some very close losses.
Yeah, and at the some same very bad time, losses. Yeah, Alabama.
But they did that. But they have here's the strength of the team, I think, is their defensive line. I think their defensive line's good. And they got a quarterback that he can make big plays if he gets a chance. So I think Alabama wins the game. But I do think Mississippi State has really come on and doing a lot better than we really anticipated.
Alabama is not the only team from that state taking on some Bulldogs. Number 9, Auburn, is traveling to Georgia in what is known as the Deep South's oldest rivalry. And it is an old rivalry, and it's 55-56-8. That's the overall record. Georgia leads by one game. They have 8 ties. That's about as close as you get when you talk about 111 or 120 contests. So, who wins this game? Is there any trouble for number 9 Auburn on the road, as they'd like to get to that Iron Bowl in two weeks undefeated?
But
without another loss.
I think there's a lot of trouble for Auburn. And I'm going to tell you, though, the thing that's a mystery to me is Georgia. Why has their running game not been prolific? Well, I mean, when you got two prolific running backs in Michelle and Chubb. I mean, they're really good. And then they have a quarterback. Let's just look at it. He's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the kind of guy that can make any pass at any time. So you've got that threat. So if he were to come out and he's clicking and things are going, Georgia could really put it on. I mean, they've got the potential to really play a good game.
So you think they'll win this game?
I'm going to say that Georgia upsets Auburn.
Okay, interesting. Well, there you go. You listen to the whole show and you get a nugget there on the end. That's very interesting. He had a couple of upsets in there that possible. USC over Washington was one of your possibles. Clemson and Pittsburgh was one of your possibles. And Georgia over Auburn. Now, if these happen, you're talking about major shakeup in the college football playoffs. So this could be one of those weekends. I think what you're trying to say here with all this could be one of those weekends where we see them tumbling down, right?
You know, the interesting thing, Jacob, again, I'm going back and reiterating this.
Okay.
The ACC and the SEC, they have such, you know, their team play such difficult teams through the year,
mm-hmm.
that they can come down to where they play somebody that's really going. It's hard for them to get it back on. Like, for instance, I don't know how the Auburn's running back Petway is going to be, whether he's going to be able to play. I don't know how well White is,
right.
You know, even though he's said he's ready to go. But who said he wasn't ready to go last week?
No one. We didn't know that until the opening snap against Vanderbilt. So you're right. It could be a very interesting week in the college football playoff, and we could have several top teams taking a tumble. Well, for the college football professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. Hope you have a great Saturday and weekend as you enjoy your football. And we'll be back with you next week previewing week 12. This is week 11. We'll be previewing week 12 in college football as we look to wind it up. But for the college football professor, I'm Jacob Bunn for BunnSports.com.